We are learning Masechta Shkalim, Daf Yadal Raman Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Yadal Raman Beis. The Mishnah says, "Ein peichasim mishiva arm koylim shloisha gizbarim." You don't have less in the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash. There wasn't less than seven arm koylim, the seven people in charge, shloisha gizbarim who are on top of them. And another halacha, ve'inos yitzror al tzibur b'mawim pachas v'shnayim. Anytime you have in a tzibur a money thing, you have to have at least two people in charge of that. Chutz in our Mishnah, we have before Ben Achia, Sha'al Chorei Me'ayim. He's in charge of Chorei Me'ayim, and that was a money type of position because you had to buy wine, the right type of wine to make them feel better. Ve'Laza Sha'al Pareches also, he's in charge of Pareches, of course, the money to weave the Pareches. So those two were by themselves. But even in the Mishnah, the other things that cost the money, they always had someone else with them. There's nothing to say in the Mishnah about that. Sha'oisam, these two, Kibul Reib Tzibur Lehem, the Tzibur was Mekabal on them, they trust them, therefore, they didn't need another person with them. And the Reish of the Mishnah says that there were seven Amakarlam Shoshu Gizbarim. It's Mavuri in the Gemara, really, that there was five levels of hierarchy. There was the Melech, the Kohen Gadol, then two Kaslikim, and then the three Gizbarim, then the seven Amakarlam. Zok the Gemara, Ein Pachos, Meshloshu Gizbarim, Meshiva Amakarlam. Tani the Bright, it says, Meshnei Kaslikim. There were two Kaslikim who were in charge of them, in charge of the Amakarlam. The Amakarlam looks like we're in charge, they're on top of the Gizbarim. There's Kaslikim, then Amakarlam, then Gizbarim. Hadol Chsir, like it says in the Pasuk, and it says all, when we're talking about the Nadavas, the Reis HaMikdash, in Divrei Yom, it says in the Pasuk, V'yechiel, V'u, V'azio, V'nachas, that's three, the Gizbarim. V'asol, V'yarimois, that's two, V'yazevet, three, V'aliel, four, V'yismecho, is five, U'machas, is six, V'nayu, is seven, Amakarlam, there are the Amakarlam, so you see three and seven. Then Pekidim V'yad, Koino V'shim Yachiv, and they were Kaslikim. The two Kano and Shimi, they were two Kaslikim. B'mifka Yichizkiyoh HaMelech v'Azra Negeves Elokim, that's the Melech and Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara explains further. Kishu Chaisim, when they want to wrap up, put away some money, so they put it into a bag and they seal it. Kishu Chaisim, they seal it. So the Gizbar Chaisim, first the Gizbar signs off on it. V'nois the Amkal, give us the Amkal. HaAmkal Chaisim v'Azra Kaslikim. Kazim Chaisim v'Azra Kohen Gadol. So that's the hierarchy. You have Melech, Kohen Gadol, Kaslikim, Armkarl and Gizbar. Ukushu Mate. And when they untie, they want to use the money. So the Melech first Roya Chasama Yomate, unties it. Kohen Gadol Roya Chasama Yomate. Kaslikim Roya Chasama Yomate. Then Armkarl Roya Chasama Yomate. And Gizbar Roya Chasama Yomate. It says further in the Mishnah that we learned, Enos Mishra al Tzibur Mom and Pachas Mishnaim. You don't have a job, a position that's in charge of money that's less than two people. Because you don't want anyone to, by mistake, steal something or take something. Therefore, we have this halacha that has to be at least two. So Rav Nachman says, "B'shem Ramana, al shame." We have a makar in the pasuk for this. "V'heim yichu as azav as tcheles v'sar gomon." The pasuk lashon yichu, lashon rabim, says yichu the kesev, the zav and tcheles v'sar gomon. You see, it should be two people. Zok the Gemara Vayte. Amar Rav Chama be'Rav Chanina. Amar Rav Chama be'Rav Chanina. The had a Moshe Rabbeinu get rich. He didn't take it from anything from Klai Yisrael. Where did he get rich from? You know where he got rich from? When he chiseled out the luchos, the psoilus, the leftover from the luchos, that was worth a lot of money. Hashem Moshe. Hadol Chsiv says in the pasuk, "Psal lecha shel luchos ivanim." Psal lecha for you, shtei psoilus lecha. Hashem gave him this marble thing, very expensive stone. Said, "Chisel out the luchos in this, and the psoilus will be yours." Om Rav Chanan. Different pshat, how he got rich. Hashem gave him this block of beautiful stones and pearls in his tent. And then he got rich. The Gemara dashes more pesukim about Moshe. Ksiv says in the pasuk, "Bitu achrei Moshe ad bayolay." They looked after Moshe until he came to the oil. Terein amaroyin. Chadam lagnai. One dash is this lagnai. The dashing that it's for bad. Chadam l'shvach. And so all say they dash in a praiseworthy, that the Klai Yisrael was looking at him praiseworthy, in a praiseworthy oifen. Mandam Lagnai, when they looked at him as he went back to his oil, they were thinking to themselves, or saying to themselves, Chamoin Shokin, look at those fat thighs. Chamoin Karim, look at those fat legs. Chamoin Kipeid, look how fat he is. Ochal Mendiudai, he's eating from the Eden's money. Vishasi Mendiudai, he's drinking from the Eden's money. Kol Midlai Mendiudai, everything he has from the Eden's. They were Chayshu Shem, they were ways getting so rich from. They didn't know about the Nase in his tent there. He said he must be stealing from Klai Yisrael. Umandam L'Shvach, means when he looked behind him when he's going back to Oyla, they said, Halavai Mechamis Dikim Zakeh. Halavai, we would see more tzaddikim. It's a schus to see a tzaddik like this. Tovi the zochel mecha yosei. How good is it to see a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? So the mishta vaita, new mishta. Learn before that there was two positions. One position was in charge of the chesamis, and the other position was that one was Yechim and Pinchas in charge of the chesamis, which is like tokens. You give him money for the sachim, and they give you a token that shows how much money you gave, and that's how much the sachim you get. And the other one was Achia, who gave out the nesachim. Now, the pasuk in Torah says there are three type of nesachim, three different animals. You have a big bakar, like a par, a cow, and then you have an ayil, and you have a keves. They have different type of nesachim. The cow, that's the big carbon, that has three esrenim of kemach, and a half a hin of shemen, and the ayil is two esrenim of kemach, and a third of a hin of shemen, and a keves is even less, it's a sarin kemach with a quarter of a hin of shemen. So it's different nesachim for every carbon. So when you came and you wanted to bring the nesachim, you told the Yechon and Pinchas which one you want, you paid fit, and you got a token telling you which nesachim to get. So it says in the Mishnah, Arba Chesamos Ayim Mikdash. There are four different tokens in the base of Mikdash. Four different sizes. Four different tokens which represent a different size nesachim. The Chos of Aleim, one said Egel, one said Zachar. Egel is a big animal, the cow. Zachar is an ayil. And Gedi is a small animal, a keves, a sheep or a goat. V'chayte, and a metzaira. Because the metzaira has a different thing, because he also brings a lug shemen separately that they spritzed on his ears and on his hands and toes, on his thumb, and it's called a chayte. Why is the Mitzvah called a chayte? Because it comes from Lashon Hara Tzaraas, so it's called a chayte, and he had different token. Benazi Amar Chamishim Hayo Baramis Kos Aleim. Benazi says, first of all, it was five. That's one thing, August. And second of all, it was Aramis. Second of all, it was written in Aramis, not Lashon HaKadosh. And the five were Egel, the Char, which is a Zachar, Gedi, and Choyte Dal and Choyte Asher. So why does he have two for Metzaira, a Choyte Dal and a Choyte Asher? The reason is because a regular Metzaira brings three animals for Kabanas, and each one has a Sachem, and it brings extra Loik Shemen. Masha Enkein, a Choyte Dal only brings one animal, and the other two are birds. Birds don't have nesachim, so it's less nesachim, therefore it needs a new token, and we'll see why the Tanakama holds. It doesn't need a new token. And the Mishnah explains, Egel, the one that says Egel, that's Meshamesh and Nuske Bakar. That helps to get nesachim for a bakar, for a big animal. Gedolim, Maktanim, Tcharon, Kev, it's mixed up with Zachar, and Kev, big or small. A bakar is a cow, cattle. Gedi, Meshamesh and Nuske Tzoyin. Gedi, a goat, that goes with Niske Tzoyin. Gedolim, Maktanim, Tcharon, and Kev, Chutz, Me, Shal, Elim. Because even though Ayel is in the family of Tzoyin, but still, that's a bigger sheep, and that has different shear in the sach. Meshamesh niske elam bavat. Chayte in meshamesh niske sholish behemai shom etzayra. And chayte is for the three behemoths that come with the etzayra for those in sachem. So the Mishnah explains further. Mishum avakish esachem. What do you want? You wanted to get a sachem for your carbon. Hayoch lo etzal yechon. He came to Yechonon. Shumun achasayim. He's in charge of the tokens. And now he's laying money. He's giving money. On the kalman achasayim. You get from him a token. How much money he gave? He came to Achia, he's in charge of giving out the flour and the wine and the oil. He sees how much to give. He gives you nesachim. At the end of the day, they make a cheshbim because he has the tokens, he has the money. So let's put it together. They come to each other. Achia takes out the tokens and he collects and he sees the money if it matches up. In Pachasu, if there was less money than tokens, it means he gave out too much nesachim and didn't pay for all of it. Yechon loses the money. He has to pay for his own money. He has to make sure to give the right amount. If there's extra, that means one person did not cash in his token. The hektish keeps the money. Or not even cash in his token. He must have gave too much money for one of the tokens. So we assume that he gave too much money, he probably wanted to give it for an adava. Someone lost his token. What do you do? He lost his token. He says, no, I lost my token. So we're not sure. We're not sure if we believe you. So wait till the evening. When they do the chesed, they find extra money like that chesed, that token, so we know Taki lost his token. Noisin loy. So we give him Nesachim. From Lav, if not, loy noisin loy. And another thing he did to protect from any shtick, the Shema Yoim Kosov Aleim Peramam. They wrote the name, the day of that day on the Chosim, because they're Amoyim. And there's two pshat on what the Ramayim would be. Either pshat is because someone will lose it and they'll try to use it. It's on the same day. Everyone knows you lost it. So you're not going to try to use it that day. But it says that day, so you can't use it a different day. Other pshat is because you might want to buy a token today when the price is low and use it for a different day when the price is high. Therefore, every token wrote that was today's token, and therefore it saves you from Ramayim. And the Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that. Zok the Gemara. In Telefi Ben Azai, he argued on two things. First of all, he said it's written in Aramis. On each token. And second of all, he says that there was a Choyte Dal and a Choyte Asher, two tokens. So Ben Azai, Choyte Dal Lama, why do you need a different token for poor Metzaira or rich Metzaira? So the Gemara answers, because what's Mara's Kasha? Mara's Kasha, if it's just one animal, so he's like a regular case of a Gedi, like one of the other three. If you only bring one animal, so he's not worse than someone else. The Gemara says, you know why? He may be lugimim, because a Metzaira fart brought an extra lug shemen, extra lug of oil to spritz on his ear and on his thumb, and on his toe, big toe. So therefore, you needed a special a coin, a special token, the chayte dal, that's different than a gadi. Now, what did their baron do? Baram, karabana, maybe gadi. Use a regular token of a gadi. I the lug, you bring the lug from home. You won't have to buy the lug from them. You bring that extra lug from your house. If you don't get a new token just for that. Zok the Gemara Vayta, Niske Rachel Bekama, which means that's a older sheep. We find the aisle gets its own, which is the old. It's an older sheep, a male sheep. The aisle gets a different amount. So what about a Rachel? So the man that didn't give a shamish niske tzoyin gedolim v'ketanim big and small. So Chayim Rekevus had the army niske rochos kniske di. Niske rochos same amount of nesachim like a gedi. Now the Gemara elaborates on that from the pesukim, but we'll do that on tomorrow's shiur. Yatz Hashem, and we're stopping three lines from the bottom of your daladam base.